Rural Electric Co-op, still important. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Since 1935, Rural Electric Cooperatives have been helping farmers in rural areas get the power they need, and they're still doing that job today.
It's member-owned and member-controlled, and that's what the cooperative philosophy has always been. We're just glad that we can do something as an association on a statewide level to help our rural electric co-ops across our state have programs and do things that they couldn't do on their own, but combined together are better benefited by joining resources, and they can do more things with less money.
Joe Jackson is the Director of Youth and Member Relations for the Tennessee Electric Cooperative Association and says there are 23 rural electric cooperative systems in the state, stretching from Mountain City in East Tennessee to Halls in West Tennessee.
In Tennessee, we have two types of electric systems. One is the rural electric cooperatives, and the other one is municipal systems, city-owned and controlled systems. They're both nonprofit electric systems, just controlled by different people and managed a different way.
And Jackson says one of the great things about these rural electric co-ops is that they have been around for a long time and look to be around for many years to come.
The future of TECA looks bright because we see that there's lots of opportunity for us to keep working for the electric cooperatives. Electric cooperatives are getting a new buzzword as being strong and vibrant, and so we see that there's lots of work for us to do. Cooperatives are not something that was here and it's met its time and going away. It's still strong. People are interested in having ownership in their business, and I think that's what makes our electric cooperative so strong in Tennessee.
The 23 systems within the TECA provide electric service to 800,000 homes, farms, and industries. That represents more than 2 million people across the state. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.